Hello, I'm Pat Axbom.
And I'm James Roy Lawson.
You're listening to UX Podcast on location at Interact London 2015.
If you aren't already a listener, visit uxpodcast.com/subscribe. And there's loads of ways there to listen to us and to follow us.
Well, hello there. We're stood. We're not even sat anymore. We're stood with Steve Portigo here at Interact London. And Steve's going to be the keynote speaker tomorrow afternoon, the second day. But we've grabbed him now. Now, talk tomorrow is the designer is present. Now, Steve, I know both me and Per, we've got relatives, close relatives, who were psychologists, behavioural psychologists. So we're aware of the requirement and need that you you need to be counselled yourself as part of that profession. And from what I've read, that's tying into your talk tomorrow.
Yeah, and I think those professions that have the mindset that they have to look at themselves as part of their work, and you know, I think about people in the psychotherapy world and artists. You know, artists work out their own material; they work out their own lives and their material. There's just the strong connection between who you are, how you see yourself, and how you do what you do. But that's not so much a factor of, you know, the world that we live in, especially around technology, where there's a strong threat of, well, we know we have a vision, we want to enable the shopping cart checkout experience that will revolutionize the end-to-end blah 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 something, like that's the kind of the currency of our field. And yet if you look at people in UX, I think we are trying to advocate for the human and the humane. But it's almost like no one has ever said, hey, we should think about who we are, not just because it's good in itself, but because that is a way to get better at what we're doing. So, yeah, that's some of what I've been thinking about and what I'm hoping to try to address tomorrow.
Right. Yeah. It actually seems like a lot of the talks that we heard earlier today have been around this theme that we as designers need to be thinking more about why we're doing stuff and not just how we can help people actually, like, check out a book from Amazon. My famous example being Amazon one-click ordering. And that's a fantastic experience. You buy a book with one click. The problem is it's so easy to buy, so people buy it without thinking. And hence, they may not be actually be happy in the end.
When I was looking at just you know, e-reader adoption, which was an area I did some exploration a few years ago. And, you know, when we talk about whether that's succeeding or failing, it's usually based on units sold,
right,
to your point, but less about books read. And so, you know, you manage what you measure. So we're measuring, you know, how much money is being made. That's the producer mindset. But you're right, that was something that kind of came up today. What's the thing that we should actually be looking at?
And you making a, what difference do you want to make as a designer? Or as a UX, or whatever you want to call it? And are you looking from a personal point of view, or are you still just kind of doing the dirty work of the organization?
Right, and I'm advocating that, you know, a path to do that is to turn the lens inward. And I think that, all like anything, you can kind of lead to evil instead of good. And I'm not so keen on designers sort of speaking from their own vision, but really to be facilitating and making those connections between people and culture. But you can't do that unless you can take a look at yourself and see, well, where am I coming from? I mean, there's just, we have our own baggage and our own biases and our own aspirations. And so to listen to those and to listen to the world and to do that synthesis, interpretation, creating that we do to make a thing. I know I see those as just inputs that go together. And, you know, I've been talking about research for years and years and years, and research is the, like, let's look at the world, not ourselves. But I found more and more that, you know, to really be able to look at somebody else, you have to know where you're coming from. So I'm sort of talking about the other half of the equation, I guess, at this event.
Right. I mean, how do you think we should go about achieving that then, as individuals in all this? I mean, do we need to sign up for a counseling session, or lay ourselves down on the couch?
Yeah, I'm going to be talking about, you know, this notion of mindfulness and presence, which I think is less of a complex issue than counseling. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think we need to. Yes, one should work out whatever one needs to work out to be as happy as possible. Mm. But it's at a simpler level. You know, present is about being connected to the moment. Like, mm. what's happening right now, not what's happening tomorrow, what's happened yesterday. And if you can do that, then you can hear what someone is telling you. You can hear what they need. You just can function in a, you know, with more clarity. These are all very kind of hippie granola California sounding words, but I apologize for.
Not really, actually.
Okay. Good. All right. Well, I'll just own it. Thank you. I think, you know, it's not for me to say what we all should do. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm going to say, here's why, here's a little bit about, here's how. Mm-hmm. But it's obviously everybody's individual choice. Mm. But yeah, I wouldn't be talking about it if I didn't think that it had benefit. It wasn't important. Again, not to undergo counseling, but just to take the time for ourselves to pay attention to, you know, the moment. I mean, it's profound and cliched at the same time. But if you think about just what's right in front of you right now versus all the things that are pulling at you, you know, we're doing something, the three of us right now are in this moment. But it's hard not to think about the moment in which this thing we're doing will be consumed, perhaps on a device, perhaps in a multitasking concept, a context. Mm. So, like, we have to be in this moment. And yet, you know, as creators of the thing, you guys are designing this experience for somebody else. Mm. And you have done a lot of work to and have a lot of awareness of their context, which isn't may not be as present. So, you know, these are things that you have worked on in being able to record a good interview and be able to produce an experience for someone. It's around us all the time.
That's really interesting. We don't always think about how much stuff people are doing as they are listening to the podcast. But you're really hitting home with me with this presence and mindfulness thinking. I'm actually now attending a course in coaching, and I'm learning to sit and listen to a person for an hour and a half and really be in that moment. And it's having fantastic effects on how I approach the world and how I approach, like, normal user interviews, in the sense that I'm no longer being stressed about taking notes or thinking about how will I interpret this later, but I'm actually being in the moment listening, which helps me actually understand what's really going on here. Instead of thinking of the next question I'm going to ask, I'm actually listening for the question within that person. And realizing how that can happen and how easy it is if you just block everything else out. It's just mind-blowing for me.
I like how you explain it, because you talk about what you're not doing.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, you know, letting go of other things. That's a really, I think, concise way of putting it. And you had to sort of unlearn some default behaviors.
Right.
That were very good listening behaviors, but you had to, you know, unbundle or unpack or throw things away. Yeah. I talked to somebody a couple months ago, and they were describing, that period when you are hearing someone talk and all you're thinking about is what you want to say in response. Mm. He had this example that was like cocking a rifle.
Okay.
You know, and it was kind of a chick with that gesture that anyone that hears that noise kind of knows.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, it was a very aggressive image, but I thought it was just very illustrative of, you know, when someone is talking and you are working on the next thing, exactly. It's almost like getting the gun ready to shoot in response. Mm. And, you know, maybe it's an argument or maybe it's some kind of persuasive conversation. But that, even that thing not to, and I'm thinking about the conversation we're having now, where, again, we don't want dead air. We want to create an experience for somebody else that's valuable. Mm. You know, we have all this pressure when we are listening. Mm. Given the output or the outcomes we're seeking, and yet it's transformative, as you said. I'm just rehashing everything that you said.
It was good. Should you listen?
Yeah. And parroted.
You're mirroring my thoughts.
Yes.
We're reflecting. We're listening and then absorbing, taking the moment, the time to reflect, and repeating it or rephrasing it is part of that reflective process.
So what would our message be to whoever is listening out there?
We could say put down the phone, except then they wouldn't. What would our message be? Are you asking me that question?
Yeah, I am.
I'm going to sort of answer indirectly because I like to do that. I think when you describe presence and sort of talk about this goal of, you know, setting everything aside and being right there for the thing, it's easy to think about when we don't do that and how, well, I can't. And if people listen to this now while they're driving or whatever their context is, we're sort of calling them out for failing to be present with this.
Right, yeah.
My message would be, you know, and I'll talk about this a little bit tomorrow, it goes with being present, which is just saying it's okay. It's okay. So whatever experience you're having with this or, you know, with anything that you do, it's okay. And we can sort of set being fully present and discarding things, like you were saying, as a goal, but the world doesn't always work that way. And there's a lot of pressures and that we have around us. And, I think if you get caught in sort of the self-recrimination cycle, it goes in totally the wrong direction. That's the least present thing that you can do. Mm-hmm. So to be like, gosh darn, I'm not present. Like, I suck. Like, now you're really not present. At that point, you're thinking about failures. And I'll talk a little about reframing tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So just to reframe that, I was like, it's okay. So if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, I can't fully pay attention, and you say, well, that's okay, that reframes your failure to be present into a more present state, I guess. I don't know.
Just feeling okay with the moment in some sense. Yeah.
Yes. That's a sort of a presence mindset.
Yeah.
I think making sure you actually put time aside maybe to have those reflective moments as well. Because it's not always possible in the moment. So maybe then you can create another moment to give you that opportunity.
Yes.
So I'm thinking on my feet now about how you deal with it. And of course, I'm often, like now when we're doing these interviews, I'm thinking of what else to say. I mean, we have to do that. Mm. So I do pull myself away from the actual now moment of the interview because I'm having to think ahead. So then I need to make sure I can listen back or think back afterwards to reflect and to recreate the now. Later, maybe.
But you guys didn't come, and I'm assuming this is, I get the sense this is how all your interviews go. I don't see a list of questions. You guys are just standing there. You, are kind of bouncing off of each other. Mm. So this is not a scripted, news promo piece. Like, we're just having a conversation. Yeah. So, yes, you have to think of the next question. Again, it's okay.
Yeah,
I'll just say it back to you. It's okay.
It's necessary.
Look at what you are doing. You are conducting an interview. You're producing like a professional industry product, in an impromptu, improvised way, and you're succeeding at that. Like, that's, you have to be thinking of the next question, but you also have taken a very mindful mindset. If that's not too jargony, you've taken a mindful mindset towards the creation of this. So. You know, again, I'll just flip it around. Look at the way that you are being present and how you're doing it. Are we going to hug after this?
Yeah, I'm a group hug. I'm feeling like it's coming. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
Thank you, guys.